Have you ever wondered why exactly it is that things usually sound better at home than they do on stage, in auditions, or even in lessons? It's easy to chalk it up to nerves or assume that you just have to practice more or get more performance experience. And sure, those things certainly are part of the puzzle, but a lot of times that's not really the true root cause. If you've been confused by the inconsistency of your performances, I put together a free 4-minute quiz called the Mental Skills Audit, which will help you pinpoint your mental strengths and weaknesses and figure out what exactly to adjust and tweak in your preparation for more consistently optimal performances. You can take the Mental Skills Audit online at bulletproofmusician.com/MSA. That's MSA for Mental Skills Audit. And again, it's 100% free, and it'll take just 4 minutes to get your results emailed to you as a PDF. This is Noah Kageyama, and you're listening to the Bulletproof Musician Podcast. Every Sunday morning, we'll take a look at a new research-based tip or technique to help you practice more effectively or perform better under pressure. And on the first Sunday of every month, I'll have a guest from the music, sport, or research world who will share their insights on how we can all be a little more awesome in the practice room and on stage. Having kids and a dog has changed my perspective on what normal bedtime and wake-up times look like. But in my college years, 2 a.m. seemed like a pretty normal bedtime. The conservatory building closed at 11 p.m., and the snack bar was on the way back to my dorm, so it made perfect sense to stop by, grab a sandwich, some chili, and a giant cookie to fuel up for some 4-player Mario Kart with my roommates. Of course, when you combine late-night grease, chili, sugar, Mario Kart, and a 2 a.m. bedtime, the result is a natural wake-up time of something in the neighborhood of 10 or 11 a.m. So when summer came around, 9 a.m. summer festival orchestra rehearsals were kind of rough. My fingers would feel sluggish, my brain would be in a fog, and it wasn't until rehearsal wrapped up around noon that I started to actually feel like my normal self. At the time, I assumed I was just more of a night owl, and that morning rehearsals simply didn't jive with my natural body clock. But a recent study suggests that our circadian rhythms are actually somewhat malleable, that you can train yourself to become more of a morning lark, shift your peak performance window to earlier in the day, and enjoy not just a boost in performance, but perhaps even in mood as well. A team of British researchers recruited 22 subjects to participate in a sleep study. Using a variety of questionnaires, saliva samples to measure melatonin and cortisol, and ACT graphs, which collect data on sleep patterns, the researchers started out by measuring participants' baseline mood levels and tracking their normal sleep and wake patterns for 2 weeks. Once they established a baseline, the participants returned to the lab for tests of grip strength and reaction time, and to get a sense of what time exactly during the day they might be at their mental and physical peak, the tests were repeated at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 8 p.m. Then, one group, the experimental group, was given a set of specific instructions to follow for the next 3 weeks, including when to sleep, when to eat, when to get some light, and so on. The other group, the control group, was simply told to eat lunch at the same time every day. And after 3 weeks of following these instructions, everyone returned to the lab one last time to get tested again and see if there were any changes to their grip strength, reaction time, and mood. So did anything change? Yes, indeed, in 3 key areas. For one, the 3-week sleep program was successful in shifting the participants' sleep schedules to earlier wake and sleep times. Because while the control group's sleep and wake times ended up getting even later for some reason, from a baseline of 1:37 a.m. to 9:37 a.m. at the beginning of the study, to 2:47 a.m. to 10:51 a.m. by the end of the study, the experimental group exhibited a phase advance of about 2 hours, meaning they started with a baseline sleep schedule of 2:46 a.m. to 10:31 a.m., but by the end of the study, they had shifted to a new sleep schedule of 1:03 a.m. to 8:46 a.m. This change was also reflected in their melatonin and cortisol levels. Melatonin onset shifted from a baseline of 12:02 a.m. to 10:04 p.m. by the end of the study, and their cortisol awakening response shifted from 11:19 a.m. to 9:06 a.m. as well. And most importantly, perhaps, the experimental group's sleepiness scores indicated that not only were they able to successfully shift their sleep schedule, but they were also more alert and less sleepy at both 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. than they were before changing their sleep schedule. Which all sounds promising, but did this translate into any changes in physical or cognitive performance? Well, the experimental group's grip strength at 8 a.m. in the morning did improve significantly. And though I'm not sure if there's any relationship between grip strength and finger dexterity, it's still nice to see some evidence of physical change from the phase advance. And in terms of cognitive performance, their 8 a.m. reaction time scores also improved significantly from baseline to their final test after that 3-week phase advance protocol. Meanwhile, the control group's physical and mental scores stayed the same. Lastly, the phase advance also seemed to contribute to an improvement in some measures of well-being. Previous studies have observed a link between later sleep times and some measures of depression. Likewise, in this study, the earlier sleep and wake times were associated with a decrease in scores related to depression and stress, while the control group scores in these areas stayed the same. So, all in all, if you have been keeping night owl hours and would like to be more of a morning person, it's totally possible. Not only will you be more alert and perform more at your peak in those early morning summer festival rehearsals, but it might have some benefits to your general well-being too. So what exactly did the experimental group change in their daily routine? Well, here's exactly what they were asked to do. Number 1, wake up 2 to 3 hours before your normal wake-up time. Number 2, try to go to sleep 2 to 3 hours before your normal bedtime. Number 3, maintain the same daily wake and sleep times within about 15 to 30 minutes, even on weekends. Number 4, maximize light exposure outdoors during morning hours. Number 5, keep a consistent schedule for meals. Eat breakfast as soon as possible after waking up. Eat lunch at the same time every day, and no dinner after 7 p.m. Number 6, no caffeine after 3 p.m. Number 7, no naps after 4 p.m. And number 8, if you already exercise, do so only in the morning and not in the evening. You can find links to this week's study and other resources like practice hacks and the audition cheat sheet at bulletproofmusician.com/blog. And if you found the episode helpful, please share it with a friend or practice buddy who you think might also enjoy experimenting with this during the coming week.